Today we have Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia in the studio to talk about website accessibility. Scott represents Media Access Australia on the advisory committee of the World Wide Web Consortium, which is known as the W3C. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you, Roberta. Great to be back.
Now, what is the W3C?
Now, the W3C, as you introduced, is a World Wide Web Consortium, and probably a good analogy is it's a bit like the United Nations of the Internet. Lots of different companies come together and they all try and make a contribution to web standards and making the Internet work effectively for all of us.
Now, I've heard that there are some new things that might help people access the Internet. What would they be?
Well, there's two really exciting things that are happening recently that are going to be really significant for people who are blind or vision impaired. The two things which are in development, one's called HTML5, the other one's called WayARIA. And to explain a bit about what those two things are, HTML5 is a new standard of HTML. And your listeners might be familiar that when you go and you use a web browser and you pull up web pages on the Internet, behind those pages is lots of programming code. And HTML5 is the new version of that code. And there's lots of things in it which have the potential to make it more accessible, including looking at video and having better screen reader compatibility. So that's one thing that's really exciting. And WayARIA, WAY stands for Web Accessibility Initiative, and the ARIA is Accessible Rich Internet Applications. WayARIA is basically a new way of helping screen readers to do things. So traditionally, if you use a screen reader to access a website, the screen reader will process the web page and read out things. With WebARIA, what it does is that developers can actually tell the screen reader to do particular things. So, for example, if you're looking at a news website and there's breaking news, then developers can actually get the screen reader to go to that breaking news, maybe have a stern voice to read it out to you, and it really has a lot more control over what information you get when you're looking at a web page. So some really exciting technologies are emerging.
So which browsers and screen readers work with them?
Well, at the moment, HTML5 is still an evolving standard. The browsers that work the best with it at the moment, things like Firefox is quite good, and Opera. With the Internet Explorer, there will be a new version of Internet Explorer called IE9 that will be out soon, and that's got some support for it. On the WayARIA side, the really good thing about WayARIA is that developers can do it right now. It's not specific to browsers, so developers can look at that. But one of the issues at the moment with WayARIA is that some screen readers work better with it than others. So, for example, if you have NVDA screen reader, that's quite good with WayARIA, and it can pick up those commands from developers and go to those spots. JAWS is a little bit hit and miss at the moment, and so it's a little bit variant with screen readers. VoiceOver's not too bad, but it's still evolving, so some exciting things to come.
Now, Scott, can people building websites use HTML5 and WayARIA now?
On the WayARIA front, as I was saying, they can pretty much just go for it now, which is really good, and if the screen reader works well with it, then it should pick it up fine. HTML5's a little bit tricky because there is some browsers that support it and some browsers that don't. They're a little bit restricted by how much work they can do with HTML5. And the good news, though, is that as the standard evolves, all the browsers will become more consistent with HTML5 in the future. So if developers are interested in building websites for people who are blind or vision impaired and want to use HTML5, they can certainly try some of those techniques now. We have lots of information about that on our website, which is great.
Well, for more information on website accessibility, you can visit New Media section of the Media Access Australia website, and that is mediaaccess.org.au, or you can contact Media Access Australia on 02 9212 6242. That's Media Access Australia, 02 9212 6242. Thank you, Scott, for that update. It was really good to know that you're still on the ball.
My pleasure.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier from Media Access Australia, and Scott is the representative on the advisory committee of the World Wide Web Consortium. You've been listening to news from Media Access Australia, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.